Right, let's get over to our next guest. It's Alex Shahidi, Managing Partner and Co-CIO at Evoke Advisors, getting the latest on the markets and more. Alex, given what Jay Powell said, people kind of overreacted, or did they overreact to what he talked about, that essentially the narrative that they raise interest rates to a peak and then suddenly turn tail and start cutting. That kind of logic perhaps never seemed logical, but is it got through to people that that's not going to be the case?
Well, Brian and Rashad, it's nice to speak with you again. You know, that remains to be seen. The Fed is obviously trying to fight the highest inflation we've had in 40 years, which resulted from this massive policy response to the COVID economic collapse. And now they have to tighten really fast. The market was completely surprised by that. If you just go back to the beginning of the year, there was no discounting of a tightening at all. And so you had the worst first half of the year for the S&P since 1970 and the worst first half of the year for Treasury since 1788. And that happened at the same time. So the market has got it completely wrong to start the year. And it's very possible that they're just starting to figure out that, you know, this tightening might need to last for a while to slow this inflation and it seems to be become entrenched, like maybe what we saw in the 1970s.
There was a lot of debate on whether or not we would go back and retest the June lows of 36.66. Do you think now the debate begins? Do we take it out, actually, and go back below that level?
Yeah, you know, the challenge right now is you have this inflation problem, and the Fed will either over-tighten, meaning they're focused on, we're going to bring inflation down as much as we can, and that's our primary focus. And you could have a really bad recession, and that could test those lows and could easily blow through that. They could also under tighten. Right now, they're focused on inflation, but if the economy starts getting weak, then maybe they switch gears and start focusing on the economy. And in that case, inflation could become entrenched, and that could be more like the 1970s scenario. In that case, equities have downside risk as well. Or possibly they could get it just right. They raise rates just enough. Inflation comes down back to target. Growth stays at target. That's what's currently discounted in markets. I think the odds of that are very low. And if that happens, then maybe equities hold, you know, current prices. But if any of the other two scenarios play out, then there's a good chance that you go, you know, way below those lows.
So how do you protect yourself? I mean, is it the typical places where one would go normally? Because it doesn't seem to be that at the moment. I mean, look at gold, for instance, has barely done anything. And, you know, high quality bonds, indeed, and the like. So it gives a sense of how you shelter yourself.
Yeah, to us, it always goes back to just be really well diversified and balanced. And the way we think about that is own assets that are biased to outperform during different environments. And I think the environments that most portfolios are significantly underweight is the inflation being persistent and staying around much longer. So that's things like tips, gold, commodities. And the other risk is if you get a really bad recession that may be difficult to reverse, and it may last longer than those V-shaped recoveries that we've come used to seeing. And in that case, government bonds and even tips could do really well. So I think those are the assets people need in their portfolios to hedge against all those risks that could occur.
Those, you know, conditions that you described at the beginning about which we all know, you know, for the S&P 500, for stocks generally, the worst year since 1970. I think you said the worst year for Treasury since 1788. It doesn't feel like organically the U.S. economy and structures there are in that kind of like dire straits. You know, I mean, the jobs market's pretty strong here. Kind of would expect it to weaken, I suppose, in this environment, but it doesn't seem that bad. You know, has so much of this already been discounted?
Yeah, that's the part that most investors are missing. The only thing that's really been discounted is you've had this massive tightening, which is the fastest since Volcker in the early 80s. And that was a complete shock to the market. It wasn't discounting any tightening coming into the year. So just that is what caused the S&P and treasuries to suffer losses like that. The discounting of weak economic conditions for an extended period or prolonged high inflation are not discounted in the price at all. And so there's significant risk to portfolios that aren't hedged in those regards. And I think that's something that's widely misunderstood.
Alex, I was interested by what you said about tips being somewhere where you could hide out in a diversified and balanced portfolio. Give us a sense if there's any places to hide in, just in plain vanilla equities and equity classes.
Well, equities, you know, if you go back to the 1970s, equities underperformed cash for a decade. And if you go back to the 2000s, which is that downside growth scenario, equities lost money for the decade. But there are segments within that. And I'd say in this case, particularly commodity producer equities could do well. They're up, you know, double digits this year, as an example. But those are they have better inflation hedging components to them. And I think having that inflation hedging piece is the part that most portfolios are missing.
And high quality bonds, that's a place that you can go. But how do you actually decide on what, you know, what is quality?
Yeah, I mean, government bonds to us are a relatively safe place to be. Obviously, they've taken a big hit so far as you've had a big move in interest rates. But the good news is that the yields are much higher than they have been for some time. And particularly with TIPS, if I go back to that, those are government guaranteed bonds. And the yield there, because it pays you CPI, you're talking 7-8% type of yield in a government guaranteed bond. And TIPS could do well if you get prolonged inflation, and they could also do well if you get a bad recession. So that seems like a very good addition to most portfolios.
And I guess you look for, I mean, or do you, I mean, given that interest rates are going to be so much more higher, but you look for yield as well. I'm talking about dividends too.
Yeah, but I think you got to be careful about chasing yield, because if that leads you to a portfolio that's not very well balanced, meaning if you emphasize credit and equities and you get, you know, some of those scenarios that I described, you could lose a lot on your principal. So I think, you know, if you know, cash is yielding, you know, it's going to be yielding 3.5-4% at some point soon. That's not such a bad thing in a tightening environment.
Great stuff, Alex. Really good, direct, insightful. Alex Shahidi here, managing partner, co-CIO at Evoke Advisors. This is Bloomberg.